This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, Meryn Tickler from Chilletti, you got your flannels on, Meryl?
Oh, I've always got my flannels on, ready to go.
Fantastic. 20 years, that's an awesome, awesome effort.
It surely is. It's not many community events that can boast 20 years, that's for sure. And it's just testament to the support of the community and of the local businesses and the hard work of all of the committees across the years that have pulled it off, so it's great.
And it's important for people... really important for people to remember. It is 20 years, but it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment, you know, a few tears here and there, a lot of joy and laughter. And I always say to people about these things, just think how different it would be if Chill Out didn't exist. Just think how important it is to our community, how important it is for country Victoria, not just Daylesford and Hepburn, how important it is. I was talking to Kathy earlier and saying some of the early chill outs and up at the footy ground, and people wandering through that probably weren't quite sure what all this was about.
sure. And look, in 2007, it actually didn't happen because of. Committee fatigue, community fatigue, and there was a huge uproar from both the local community and LGBTI community. That is the impact that it has, something like Chill Out can have on all sorts of people. It's a really important festival.
I mean, Meryn, 20 years obviously is you're a stayer as a festival. Can you tell us a little bit around, and for maybe for some people who, I mean, there's obviously a lot of people who have been going for many, many years from Melbourne. Tell us what it means, really, that the festival means for people who live in country Victoria areas and what it gives them.
Well, it's just a really important acknowledgement that LGBTI people aren't just metropolitan-based, that we are in the country and we're loud and proud in the country, and it's really important to be seen to be that and to be, just inviting, I guess, our metropolitan and city brothers and sisters up to help us celebrate that fact.
Mm. And I mean, obviously, the festival had some amazing news last week. You were given a triennial grant of over the next 3 years of $150,000, which is an incredible recognition for the festival. Can you talk us through it and tell us how that all happened and how excited you are? I assume you're excited.
We are just so wrapped to have some sustainable funding for a 3-year. Banned from the state government as a recognition of the festival is really, really wonderful. Hepburn Shire has been supporting the festival and on triennial grants for the last little while, but it's really kind of nickels and dimes. And the festival has been running hand to mouth for 20 years. Our treasurer says money comes in, money goes out, and that's exactly how it works. It is, we run down to the wire every year and have to build ourselves back up again. So this is an opportunity for us to actually do some sustainable growth and to really look into the future as to how we can best support the community, the regional LGBTI community and the metropolitan community coming into the regions, and how we can support the area to and the festival to grow. So we're looking at things like extending the actual time of the festival from just a weekend into more of a extended week, and a few ideas around that. We're looking at different events throughout the year. So last year, 2006, we trialled a couple of events. We partnered with Vic Bears to do a weekend in December, mm-hmm. and we did a reinstigated a women's spring ball in September, which we're going to do again. And so we're looking at other kinds of events, like Rainbow Family events or specific community events that we can put on, and we can support, and we can, you know, make ourselves, you know, more loud and proud, I guess, across the whole year. So we're not just Rainbow for one weekend of the year. No, we can
exactly.
We can, yeah.
Now, obviously,
and that's the reality of Daylesford anyway. You know, Daylesford isn't Rainbow for one weekend of the year. We've got a huge population here, and lots of people coming and going all year round from everywhere. So it's really a great opportunity to kind of build on that.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Joy's been a big part of Chill Out for a very long time, and I know there's some outside broadcast taking place. For you individually, what is the thing you look forward to in Chill Out the most?
Somebody that works 24/7 across like five.
I know. I was going to say, is it the end of you go? Oh, thank God, it's over.
Monday
now.
Night's wine, I think.
Yeah.
No, but there's a couple of really great things this year. It's the first time we're doing a youth event, and we're doing that on the Monday. So I'm really looking forward to how that kind of unfolds. We've never kind of gone into the youth space before, so that's a really exciting thing. The carnival is always the huge, big event, really. You know, well, Sunday morning, I guess, from the parade segueing into the carnival, it's just fantastic. And we've made some really big inroads into the carnival this year. We've got more bars. We've got more games. We're kind of reinstigating the games. You know, it used to be lots of country games, and we're bringing all of those gumboot throwing and handbag throwing games back into the field.
I remember the gumboot throwing.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm loving this idea.
And, of course, some people in previous years might have cheated by putting some rocks or whatever in their gumboot, so it had a bit more momentum.
That is nasty.
Whoa,
they know who they are.
That's a good
and believe me, if you've ever been hit in the back of a head by a gumboot that's got, you know, some rocks in it, you'll know how it hurts.
No, oh, I'm hearing a personal.
Well, hopefully that's not going to happen.
I quite liked there was a video I saw the other day on your Facebook page, Maren, and it had of the tug of war in 2010, and it was this incredible mud pit, right? And it rained, and everybody was soaked, and the ground was gross, and Dolly and Luke are on stage going, right, ready, and it was girls against the guys.
Yeah.
And they had three times. The girls trumped them. It was an amazing. Are we going to have a tug of war again?
Absolutely, we've got the rope. I think it's been the same rope for the past 20 years or however long the tug of war started. Last year, instead of the girls against the guys, we've instigated that you put yourself along the continuum, wherever you feel comfortable between your gender identity.
Oh, that's great.
So it's just a little bit changed, and that'll be happening in the games area as well. So, yes, definitely it's part of the tradition. It can get a bit nuts, so it's a little bit scary to watch. And hopefully there won't be the mud this year. We're aiming for a beautiful 24-degree day.
And that'll be perfect, because I've actually been to a few in the past where it was, you know, where rain, but a couple where it was also pretty hot. And yeah, you do. You just want that mid-range temperature because otherwise it'll...
Absolutely. And, we're gunning for perfect this year.
Well, we've got, speaking of about the carnival, I mean, one year I was there, I saw Leo Sayer, who just blew everyone's mind. Yes. And he was amazing. Can you tell us who the performers are and what people who can expect if they're coming up for the weekend to carnival?
Well, carnival on the main stage, we've got... the best Queen tribute band in Australia. They're coming down especially from Queensland, and they are amazing. We've got a great electronic boy band called Asian Envy. They're fantastic young men. And we've got Blue House doing their thing, which is, you know, one of the best-known lesbian bands of Australia. And then and the Party Girls to finish off with the kind of just 80s party. On the Rainbow stage, we've got quite a lot of family entertainment in the beginning of the day, and then we segue at about sort of 3:30 to 4 o'clock. We segue into that becoming a DJ stage, mm-hmm. and we've got Argonaut on that stage, mm-hmm. and one more DJ that is yet to be announced.
And of course,
stage. So that'll be really great.
And of course, the winner of your Judy Garland drag competition.
Yes, and the Judy Garland drag competition. We've had so much fun. We did a call out Australia wide for whoever wanted to organise in terms of drag venues to organise a drag competition to find the Judy Garland the best Judy Garland in Australia to come to chill out. So. That's still actually happening just for another couple of days. So if you jump on the Facebook page, there's an event, and you can vote. There's three finalists, and one's from Cairns, one from Melbourne, and one from Shepparton. And the three finalists, the opportunity for you to vote. And the winner comes to chill out, gets on the main stage, does her thing, and also gets a whole weekend of being pampered and stuff across the weekend. So it'll be really lovely.
Almost encouragement for me to dress up.
It's too late for you, Macarthur. It's too late. Yeah, too you late. Haven't got your drag name.
No,
we'll have to workshop that for you.
You have to get a drag name for me. Yeah. Meryn, thank you so much for all the work you've done for the festival. Those of us involved in these events know absolutely what's involved. It's a wonder you've still got your sanity. Thank you for putting it on. Thank you for your work and thank you for your time this morning. It's an important festival for our community, for the town, and it's great to see that it's got 20 years. Now, if people don't know what Chill Out is, which I can't imagine, but the web address, Meryn?
It's www.chilloutfestival.com.au.
Great. And congratulations on getting $150,000 from the government to support the festival over 3 years.
Thank you so much. We're very excited.
That's a great outcome. I know how hard it is to keep these sort of things going. Well done, and good luck, and let's pray for 24 degrees.
Absolutely. On to it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.